And now it's time for the February 13th, 2025 Bathrop's Pierre's Broadsides. Hopefully you're still listening, because this one, unfortunately, or fortunately, perhaps, gives you some relief from the present. Not entertainment, perhaps, and maybe even information. It's a flashback to January 11th, 2009. And what have we got here? Well, we have further flashbacks. In those days, I was trying to look before the days when we had free radio in Santa Cruz, which began in 1995, after it began in Berkeley in 1993 with Stephen Dunifer, who began making radio transmitter, microtransmitters, economically feasible for people, including poor people and third world people and revolutionaries in other countries. Good for him. He's probably, you may have heard him if you listened to the free radio Sunday show last Sunday, where I had his one of his essays read by one of his group, one of his friends, one of his workers. And he may be on the air, or I should say on the net, with me later. He's agreed to do an interview, and he's a pretty tireless worker. I get more tired than I imagine just even looking at him or watching what he's doing. What little I know about it. Anyway, this is a flashback to January 11, 2009, and it begins with a spring 1990 flashback to the court trial of jail-time Judith Beinert, who was an activist, and I describe her in more detail in the 2009 segment of this flashback to 1990. And we have much of the 2009 show is taken up with an interview with, or I should say, the presence of Anita Henry, who ran MedX, which was a medical marijuana distributing system that operated probably, I would have to say, legally, not illegally, because in 1996, California passed an initiative which allowed people to medicate themselves, not necessarily recreationally, but medically, if they could scrounge up a recommendation from a doctor and so forth. And that still was eyed very sourly by our Santa Cruz shitty council and by the Board of Stupid Vipers and their supervisors, as they call themselves. Anyway, Anita Henry joined me in the studio at that time. We'll hear from Meriwether Mike, The Drum Circle, and Pacific Avenue interviews Black Rose, Dreamcatcher, John Maurer, Hawk, Raw Stuff, Rawn, that's R-A-W-N, that's a woman, and her run-in at Denny's. And then Anita Henry has a long discussion. She had joined the Measure K Commission, which was supposed to make marijuana enforcement for recreational purposes the lowest enforcement priority in Santa Cruz. It was part of a statewide campaign. You'll hear more about that. And it was sabotaged both by the city attorney, the city manager, the city council and staff, and the appointed Measure K Commission, which was really appointed to kill Measure K, which you'll hear more about in detail. And we also have a discussion of Sergeant Christian Lamas's fracturing of activist Donna Dice's arm as she stepped out of her van or tried to step into her van. And that's a discussion of the Pitches hearing by her attorney, Ben Rice, with whom I've had both positive and negative experiences. And finally, you'll hear another segment from an entirely different show at the end of this about the Israeli-Gaza offensive, or a sort of early prep for genocide, Operation Cast Iron, which talks, well, it's a critical assessment, certainly, of that operation. And for those who want to respond to it and correct any misstatements that they feel are made, please call me at 423-4833. And that's what you're going to get if you listen to this February 13th, 2025 edition, which flashes again back to January 11th, 2009, and then from there back to the spring of 1990. But most of the time gets spent in 2009. But since you're in 2025, that's what you've got to deal with. And with the heavy rain that's pouring today and the lack of shelter for folks outside, be glad you're not there and do something about it if you can, even if only in verbal statements. Although they never said verbal statements, actually never clothed, fed, or sheltered anybody, unfortunately. So there. So here it is.